Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, Cadres Director, slip of the tongue, Lennox questions. From the region, search underway for Barbados couple missing at sea, an internationally white leader appointed in Zambia. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan & Company Limited. The details are coming up.
Christmas at Courts to make the season right, where you find all things shiny and bright. The perfect gift for someone dear. The aroma of Christmas goodies is in the air, whether big or small, for friend or family. We have it all to make the season merry with someone special just for you. Courts is the place you must come to. The Courts Ultimate Christmas is finally here. Let us help you bring in the seasonal cheer. Courts, bringing value home.
Bring out that exceptional taste in your cooking with First Choice Cooking Oil. Make First Choice Cooking Oil your number one choice for all your frying and cooking needs as it hits to the right temperature, bringing a consistency, quality, and flavor to your dishes. First Choice not only cooks right, but the price is just right too. Ask for it by name. First Choice, that's my cooking oil. Astafan, making life affordable. Available at Astafan Supercenter and Islandwide. Astafan, right place, right price.
And welcome back to this afternoon's news. The Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, says it will announce findings of a recent election poll conducted in Dominica on Wednesday afternoon. In a press statement, Director Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, Peter Wickham, says that in anticipation of the next general election, which is constitutionally due in a matter of weeks, Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, conducted a national political opinion poll from October 17th to 19th, 2014. Peter Wickham has been under the microscope in a number of countries, including Dominica, with many questioning his credibility, methodology, and sample size of his studies, stating that his polls may be flawed and results possibly swayed by the government or party which he is alleged to hold an allegiance to. Journalist Carlisle John Baptiste speaks to Wickham's new poll.
Well, Matt, one of the things that we have to be always wary of in terms of polls is that who pays the piper calls the tune. It is not like, for example, the Express in Trinidad and Tobago or the Newsday in Trinidad and Tobago, who are independent organizations and who conduct their own polls. So when they conduct their own polls, then you can more say that poll is authentic. You know, he does have a track record, but you have to he is known to do polls in the Caribbean. In St. Lucia was off, and I think Grenada or something like that, But my point is that when you pay the pollster to conduct a poll, the pollster will say what you want to hear.
Journalist Carlisle John Baptiste. Q95 News will follow the updates from the poll findings and relay them as it becomes available. Meanwhile, political leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, says a press release issued by Director of Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, Peter Wickham, may have accidentally disclosed a time frame in which the next general election could be called. In an invitation to a press issued on Tuesday night, Wickham says, in anticipation of the next general election, which is constitutionally due in a matter of weeks, Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, conducted national political opinion polls last weekend, 17th to 20th October 2014. Linton says Wickham's wording of the press release may have been a slip by the CADRES pollster.
But it's very interesting because it says in anticipation of the next general election, which is constitutionally due in a matter of weeks. We don't have a general election which is constitutionally due in a matter of weeks. And the head of the Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, ought to know that. He ought to know that the election is constitutionally due in May of 2015. So it seems to me that he has dates in his head. He knows of an election that is within a matter of weeks, and he's also aware of the constitutional due date of the election in our circumstances. So somewhere in there, he has his wires crossed between the date that Mrs. Skerrett obviously has given him for the election in a matter of weeks and the constitutional due date. What we have is an election that Mr. Skerrett could be calling in a matter of weeks. So Mr. Skerrett must have shared his date with Peter Wickham so that Peter Wickham knows that in a matter of weeks there will be an election. What he did is that he got his wires crossed between the date Mr. Skerrett gave him and the constitutional due date.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has not yet announced the date of the next general election, constitutionally due by May of 2015. However, widespread speculation indicates that an election date may be set for December. The Sports Division Secondary Schools Football Championships continue today, Wednesday, October 29, 2014, with six matches scheduled at four locations. The students will take to the field at the Grand Bay for a match between Pearchall Secondary School and the Goodwill Secondary School U15 category at 2:30 p.m. and the U20 category at 3:30 p.m. Two matches will also be held simultaneously at Portsmouth between PSS versus ITSS in the U15 category at 2:30 p.m. and the U20 match at 3:30 p.m. Matches will also be played at Castle Bruce and Portersville. At Castle Bruce, the CBSS will play NECS in an U15 match, whilst at Portersville, the SMA will take on St. John's Academy in a U15 match. Matches will then continue after the independence break on November 6. Former Tourism Minister Norris Prevost is accusing the DLP administration for making empty promises where tourism here is concerned. Speaking during an interview with Q95 News, Prevost says indications being given by the island's tourism minister raising hopes of Carnival Cruise Line returning to the island's shores are empty. Carnival Cruise Lines pulled out of Dominica in 2010, citing an increase in fuel prices as the main reason. However, there were speculations that the cruise line pulled out as a result of the government's failure in meeting requirements in upgrading the city and enhancing the visitor experience. Prevost says 4 years later and no efforts have been made to upgrade the city.
And I want to say to Mr. Ian Douglas and the Labour Party government that words without action when it comes to tourism improvement are empty words. Their words being expressed to the tourism sector are empty. Their talk about Carnival Cruise Line coming back are empty words. Since 2010, Carnival Cruise Line departed from Dominica because the government of Dominica has failed to meet certain basic requirements in relation to upgrading the Roseau Bayfront, the vendors' facilities, and the basic town in a whole, the sidewalks and the pavements in the town. The Labour Party government keeps talking and talking and talking about plans they have for Roseau. Up to now, they have done nothing to improve the vendors' facilities in the Bayfront. They have done nothing to improve the sidewalks in Roseau. In fact, Roseau has gotten worse. The sidewalks have gotten worse and it's more crowded. And unfortunately, the experience of the cruise visitors coming into Roseau is not going to be different from what it was 5 years ago.
Former Tourism Minister Norris Prevost. The government of Dominica on Monday signed an MOU with the NSG Management and Technical Services Limited of Barbados for the upgrading of Roseau and Portsmouth. In more news this afternoon, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has sought to justify the DLP administration's decision to spend in excess of $100 million to upgrade the now Douglas Charles Airport in Marigot. Speaking at the official ceremony to rename the Melville Hall Airport to the Douglas Charles Airport on Monday, Prime Minister Skerrett says when the DLP assumed office in 2000, the condition of the then Melville Hall Airport was absolutely deplorable. He says if the government had not upgraded the airport when it did, the Dominica's standing would have been downgraded by the International Air Transport Authority.
The condition in which we found the airport when the Dominica Labour Party assumed office in 2000 was absolutely deplorable. It was impossible for us to just leave the airport as it was and pursue our stated goal of building an international airport as outlined in our 2000 general election manifesto. If something were not done quickly to improve Melville Hall Airport, our standing would have been downgraded by the International Air Transport Authority, IATA, and our capacity to provide air access and attract new airlines, or even to maintain the ones that we had, would have been severely challenged. So here we were, with an economic crisis on our hands, created through no fault of our own, while at the same time, we had to radically improve the state of our airport so as to maintain access for tourists, the nationals, to and from the other countries of the world.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. And that's this afternoon's local news in news from the region. A search begun for a Barbadian couple who left St. Lucia over the weekend for Barbados on board a 47-foot yacht, Serenity. Relatives say they have not heard from the Barbados author Arthur Allen, 63, also known as Captain Sam, the former captain of celebrity ship Brig Unicorn, and his wife Sharon Went Allen, 59. They left on Saturday for a trip to Bridgetown. The last contact they had was at 1 p.m. on Saturday. They only had the VHS radio. Everything else seemed to have failed. So we think that they were damaged from the storm and nobody has been able to contact them since, they said, noting that there was a tropical wave in the area that may have caused some damage to the communication system used on the yacht. The St. Lucia Marine authorities have also confirmed that efforts to contact the couple have also failed. They said their counterparts in Martinique and Barbados have also been trying to locate the vessel. Family and friends took to Facebook to get the message out to the Caribbean sailing community. And internationally, Zambian Vice President Guy Scott has been named acting leader following the death of President Michael Sata. Presidential elections to choose a permanent successor will be held within 90 days, Defense Minister Edgar Lungu said. Mr. Scott becomes Africa's first white head of state since F.W. de Klerk in apartheid South Africa. Mr. Sata died in the UK, age 77, after receiving treatment for an undisclosed illness. He was being treated in London's King Edward VII Hospital, where he died on Tuesday night. Mr. Scott regularly stood in for president at the official events, but was never appointed acting president when Mr. Sata was abroad. So this is his first time to officially lead the country. In a brief televised address, Mr. Scott confirmed his appointment. The period of national mourning will start today. We will miss our beloved president and comrade, Reuters news agency quotes him as saying. The president's death comes just days after Zambia celebrated its 50th anniversary of independence from the United Kingdom. And that's this afternoon's midday news package. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news, CADRES director, slip of the tongue, Lennox questions from the region, search underway for Barbados couple missing at sea. An internationally white leader appointed in Zambia. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant afternoon.